you into that frame. But if you try to act like these other women out here, it's no going on, because they're like, I just get with her rather than you. So
yeah, that's true. So yeah, it depends on the woman, because there's baby mothers who need to stay like that. Don't wipe them up. They're gonna tear you down, and they're gonna be, you know, cheating and having other babies while they're with you by other men. You're not gonna know who's who. That's too risky. Okay, so you just have to know those type of women quick, because they are big finessers. They're going to try to get you one way or the other. So you have to read all the signs, and you always start by the childhood. That's the first sign. Start by the childhood. How was her childhood? Did she say it was good? Why was it good? Okay, if it was toxic, why was it toxic? Ask about her relationship with her father. Ask about her relationship with her mother. Ask about her relationship with her aunties, uncles, everybody. Does she have a good relationship with them? Because sometimes there are people who don't have relationships with their family. They straight up just with friends. Okay, well, what about her friends? Hang out with her friends. What kind of people are they? Are they all acting alike? You'll know just by everybody around her. So that would determine if she is that 304 style of a woman. Because those are, you know, typically the baby mothers. Not all, but there are some baby mothers that are straight up 304s. So.
Yeah, like, you bring it more to the table. Man, it's going to trouble. I was going to say a good point, but I forgot it. I'm getting old, y'all. I'm getting old. At least you talk to me, y'all. I'm sorry, Lady Di.
What up, Joe? Is it Joey or Joy? I don't want to say it wrong. I'm so sorry with the accent.
Joy.
I think it's Joy. Joey. Please let me know how to pronounce it. Is it my phone or is this music playing? Okay, I can turn it down. It's our end. Let me turn it down a little bit, just in case, because sometimes it can pick up a little. I'm gonna turn it down some, you guys. Hopefully that helps a little bit.
Yeah, she got a little bass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Try to calm the nerves. Disgruntled wives. Yeah.
He's saying those baby mothers gonna be disgruntled wives. What up, Ali? You pulling up?
What's up?
I know you got time today, don't you? It's Monday.
Yeah, Ali be on it, man. What's up, brother?
You busy. Yeah, I got James here. If you got time, show up, man. I'm gonna send you the link. Just let me know. Certain particulars. Okay, but there are men that want women to take them and their kids.
Yeah, I think it's so. What the difference is that I don't put the financial responsibility on my wife to take care of my son. So that's kind of what was the difference, like, especially like, even though she kind of had like a problem, like kind of being a mom before she was a mom. That was one of her issues, but she was kind of able to do it because she was at stay at home, and you know what I mean? She was able to be comfortable. So imagine her having to go work, imagine her having to go pay for child support or something like that. And then I had full custody of my son. I had him since he was born, basically. So he's 12 now. So it's a lot of, you know what I mean, things that she didn't have to deal with as much. So, and that's on demand to kind of make it, you know what I mean, better for the wife. And it's vice versa. It's better to put the man in a situation to help the man if she coming with the kids. Just like where my mom, as soon as my stepdad came into the house, she was like, hey, this your daddy? Even though I had my other dad, she was like, hey, this your dad? You know what I mean? You're going to respect him as one. He paid for the insurance on y'all. You know what I mean? He's doing things for you guys, and he's going to teach y'all stuff. So if y'all disrespect him, y'all disrespecting me. And he came when I was like, 3 or 4 years old? So I grew up with him. So when he passed 2 years ago, I felt like that was my dad that died. You know, so it depends on the mom kind of giving him their responsibilities. He had full control of disciplining us how he fit. We knew not to disrespect him. We made his life easier. We was working on houses. We had properties and stuff when we was growing up. So we was working on houses, and you know what I mean? His kids didn't give him grandkids, but I had grandkids to give him. So we brought as much to the table as his kids did too as well. So we was an asset, we wasn't a liability to them.
So yeah, so on my side, woman, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm back.
You can invite your guest, it's cool.
Hey, I told her, I said, if she, I just seen her face, she like,
nah.
Yeah, she'll probably come. I ask her something. If y'all ask you questions, she ain't gonna put herself on camera though.
Okay, but that's cool.
If y'all ask a certain question, she asks, she's younger too.
Okay. So I'm gonna answer this question here. Okay, she says, okay, but there are men that want women to take them. Yeah, and, yeah, yeah. But I didn't answer that one.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So men that have kids, they like define a woman who wants to be a stepmother to their kids, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They're,
yeah.
He's like, what?
What?
Men who have children, they're finding stepmothers, like someone to help them raise their kids.
Oh, that's a lot of women that ain't okay with that. But it's definitely women out here willing to do it at a less rate than men are, though. Because women are a lot less acceptable to that than men are. I mean, but then you got, and I'm going to try to keep a lot of my statements brief because I could really go into this shit. But you got to think, there's a lot of guys that are, I'm learning, that are sexless until the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy to me, looking at my numbers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm staying nowhere to high rate at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, so as far as women, they could just walk on the street and pick a guy at this point if they're in shape and stuff like that. But we not even gonna get into that.
Right.
Hey, but if you played sports growing up,
I was team captain of every sport you could think of, from golf to
volleyball. You the jock. That's why I played sports growing up. So it's easier for us to get women, but like the nerds, the guys that didn't play sports, they wasn't athletic, they didn't do anything. That's the guys that most of them are like, okay, they're not getting attention, they got getting the recognition. Right. So they don't want to deal with those guys. So that's why when we look at it, it was like, come on, bro. I was telling them earlier, I had to turn it down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm good. You giving up too easy. Like, I'm scared of you. Like,
is we're the exception to the rule, so we don't have to work as hard as some guys do. Some guys have to raise interest. Most of the time, women meet me, the interest is already there. I don't have to play half the games. And then, for the most part, I'm not going to play with you while I'm talking to you.
Exactly.
I'll easily just get rid of you. Yeah. I've told you recently, I'm like, your replacement is a lot closer than you think. I think you about to cut up. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Ooh, that's what we were saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though, right? Am I tripping? Women don't want good guys, though. They want a guy with a little bit of savage in him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not rude, though.
Yeah, but there's like a thin line of being savage and an asshole.
A savage and an asshole. Mm-hmm. Most women want both, though. That's just the truth. But a guy that's going to dog them, but you know you can't overstep me or run over me or look at me as a yes nigga compared to another nigga you may meet. You could tell that nigga you want this, do anything, and he's just going to lay on the ground and be like, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about this. I was actually
talking about a guy like you. So we were telling men to make sure that they are more like being more putting their foot down. Like if a woman is out of line, out of order, y'all like, all right, some men just stick around and they be, you know, being with them for years. And I'm like, why would you do that? You're like, nah, you gotta go. I got a replacement for you. Yeah. So
let me give you an example though. Y'all two, I could tell by looking at how y'all even interact with each other. Y'all don't overstep each other. But I could tell who's the man and who's the woman. Mm-hmm. Those things are big because there's respect there. Yeah. You respect him as the head. Right. There's a lot of women with the equality and all that feminism stuff. I'm not saying it can't work, but with real men that are, I don't even use the term alpha no more because they just taking it and running with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know that there's a large masculine presence in the room with you, and he's not going for that. You know that. You know what you can get away with, Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then you also know his limits to where you're not going to overstep him either.
That's it. Yes. You know? Yes. Exactly.
And then on top of that, y'all both, and just, you know, y'all are attractive people. He's a handsome guy. You're a gorgeous woman. So it works. Y'all Thank know you. Y'all got options.
Thank you.
Nobody wants to start over. And especially a woman, I don't know how old you are, but let's say you got up to 40, 45. Oh, he going to have to die with you because you know that's going to be the best you can ever do. Yeah. He's going to get better with age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Women don't, but our biological time clocks are different.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, women age, as long as you work out and stuff and you eat right, you keep your body together, you're always going to be attractive. But I was married before. My ex-wife was older, double my age, actually.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
But that's different.
That's a long story behind that.
Yeah.
But I had to tell her, she was just like, you gonna leave me for a younger woman, was insecure, always thought I was cheating. I'm like, damn, I can't even leave the house, pulling on my phone, where you at, and all this other stuff. But, and I'm just like, I don't really care for that. If I wanted a model, I could get one. I had one already. I've dated celebrities. You know what I'm saying? That gets old. Before my ex-wife was a millionaire, she gave me access to her bank account, never spent a dime, but it was a play. She called it a play account. Out of like five accounts, she had $100,000.
Yeah, she said.
She ordered me a Porsche to the house, and I was like, "Take it back." I had to call the dealership, tell them cancel it. It's like it's already paid for. I said, "I don't care. I don't want it. Give it to her then." It's not my. I didn't want to be tied to something, you know. Because I'm not gonna lie, there's strings attached to that. Was there ever something that you? What was the best thing you ever bought him without him answering that question? Out of all the gifts you ever got him, what was the best thing you feel you ever got him?
That bow tie?
Honestly, I don't think it was a gift. It was what I did for him.
We've done a lot of things. What was the? Okay, that's kind of the same thing.
It was still money put, but it wasn't like a tangible. You know what I'm saying? It was more like a party. So I threw, because he's not really big on parties like that.
Me either.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I threw him and I was, you know, stepping out of his comfort zone. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try it. Cause I was telling him, you know, it's nice to have these type of things. So I threw him a surprise birthday party and he loved it. He was very surprised. And it came out really good. And I was surprised of his reaction.
She had like 30, 40 people show up. I was like,
yeah. That's lit.
I like that. Yeah, and I was like, yo, like...
I took a chance,
she put a lot of thought into it, whatever. So it was kind of like, yeah, it was good. But I was like...
Now, let me ask... I'm going to ask you, though, brother.
Mm-hmm.
What was the thing that she ever did for you that damn near brought tears to you?
I think kind of coming into the situation, taking that mother role for my son. You know what I mean?
Oh, so she did that? That's
yeah.
This is my first time hearing this.
Yeah.
Yes. So he has, he was married before. So he had a son and I came into their life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she kind of brought like different things to the house because I was a single dad at the time. So, yeah. You said what now?
You got full custody?
Yeah. I got full custody. Yeah.
One of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So I was doing my thing. And then that's when she kind of came into the life. And
she made it so much easier, didn't she?
Yeah, man, and like, she was cleaning up the house, man. She was like, like suggesting things, like, "Hey, he needs a table to eat at and stuff." Because man, we was eating at the couch. We were just chilling. We was bros type shit, like, you know what I mean. So she started like implementing things to kind of help him have a better upbringing. So
She turned the house into a home, basically. That's what women do, because we're simple. We get a house with furniture,
air mattress,
TV. Whatever, I'm good with that. As long as I got knives and everything I can cook with and all of that, I'm simple. They come in, put the shower curtains, they may want to paint something like that, add a little rug that we don't really care for.
Exactly.
The thing that killed me is the little damn towels y'all want to put up.
That's one thing I don't like. I don't like that one.
Good.
Yeah. I hate that.
She started getting the soft toilet tissue. All that time. Like, I don't give a damn about no soft toilet tissue.
You want to hang $300 towels and we can't wash our hands with them? Nothing? Just for show, get it out of here.
Yeah.
Man, she started putting lotion in the house. I ain't had no
lotion.
Oh,
my gosh.
It's funny he said that, though. I don't use lotion at all. I'll use it if it's around, though. Like, if I go over a girl crib or something, yeah, I use it, but I'm not buying it. That's just
And that's the thing, you know, we talking about if you got a wife or a baby mom, because the one he had before was like a baby mom. She wasn't a wife. So you see how you said a woman, normally they make a home, you know, you got the home, she makes it a home. His wife before that wasn't really like that. She was mostly just kind of out there, like not trying to be a wife. And it's weird. And we're trying to help people know the difference, because there are people who marry these quote unquote baby mothers by choice situation. And it's like, nah, y'all got to know. Don't set yourself up.
Yeah. Most guys do know, and most of them see the red flags and everything, but they choose not to avoid them.
Yeah.
That is their problem. I did it.
Yeah.
You know, I was there. There was not one reason I should have married my ex-wife.
Exactly. But,
you know, I felt I had so much time invested. Mm-hmm. I put so much money into the situation. And this was the thing. She had me when nobody else did. Like, I got into a bad motorcycle accident, couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. And
that's loyalty, man. Men have a different type of loyalty.
There we go.
If you did something for me, I'd never turn my back on you.
There we go. And that's how I looked at it. You know, I felt that was a loyalty thing, because she was doing shit she didn't have to do.
Yeah. But
during the honeymoon phase at the beginning. So.
Exactly.
I got rushed to the hospital, a few other things. I called her because I was supposed to see her. She hasn't seen me. And I said, hey, I really got into a motorcycle accident. She's like, oh my God, are you serious? And got right up, came to the hospital, put some clothes on. She had just got done working. I know she burnt out. You know what I'm saying? But she came up there, sat next to me while they had me hooked up. A few other things. We laughed. I still got the video somewhere. Yeah. You know, and she was just like, I said on the video, I said, one day when we get married, we're going to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? And we ended up eventually getting married. But when I say, like, I couldn't move, I couldn't do anything, like, they finally said, hey, I know you want to leave. We wanted to keep you overnight, but if you want to leave, you can leave. When I say I started snatching everything out of me, I took out everything. Man, I said, give me my stuff, I'm out. I don't like hospitals. Unless I'm dying and they really got to fix something, or unless I almost tear my arm off, I'm not going to the hospital.
Wow. That,
not going to waste my time with it.
You sound like a diary of mad black woman. What's that?
Yeah. My man, when he's in a tub. Hey, they never got past that. They still look at him from that same movie.
Exactly. Dude, we'll try for that.
It's true, though. That would never get rid of him, but...
Man.
But
long story short, she ended up, she was like, just come stay with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? We just met. We started hanging out and all this. She was like, I got you. I trust you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, all right. Because I tried to limp. You know, and I grabbed my keys. I got on my stuff. She helped me put on my stuff. I tried to limp, and I fell in the hallway. Tried to get back up, go again. That adrenaline is gone at this point. So I fall again. The nurses came to come try to grab me and say, hey, bring a wheelchair. I said, everybody get away from me. Don't touch me. Don't do nothing. I'm not going back to no wheelchair, because I've been on life support twice.
Damn.
In a wheelchair twice. All four different incidents. So I know how it feels. Have to learn how to walk again multiple times, it ain't fun.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? Don't nobody touch me. I'm good. She's like, stop being stubborn. I got you. Trust me that I got you. I'm not going to do you like your ex did. You know what I'm saying? I got you.
And she ended up doing it. No, I'm joking.
No, she did. You know what I'm saying? But I just remember standing in the hallway, man, and I broke. I was pissed. I called my brother and said, come get my car. Keys will be in there. I went home with her. And I just laid down. I didn't move. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. Just my neck, everything was stiff. And she went to work. I didn't move until she got home. That's how bad of a shape I was in. But I still was cut up. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, the most accident I didn't play with.
I'm at this woman's house, no clothes on, no nothing. Like, I can't change my car. I can't do anything. I can't even use the bathroom on my own. Like, she has to help me walk to the bathroom. It's that bad.
Wow.
Few days, I finally started to get some of my power back, but I still ain't got it. I had to call my job, few other things. She like, all right, I'm gonna go to your crib, get some clothes, and gave her my key. All of this went on for like a week and a half. I'm at her crib. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna just throw this little bit of information because I don't think some guys understand it. But let's just say this, like it was a few days, like a week later, she's looking at me. Like I wake up and she's just staring at me. And I'm like, what's up? What's going on? She's just like, nothing. I love what I'm looking at. And I'm like, what's going through your mind? You all right? And she was just, I get to look at this every day, you know, and that's crazy. Like I haven't had somebody this attractive in here. I'm like, I bet. I appreciate that.
Nah, she started seeing something else get full screen too. That's what she was saying.
She did. The car hit me head on and knocked me into a gas station parking lot like 70 feet away. Mm-hmm. I should have been alive. Like, and then I got up trying to figure all adrenaline. I'm like, you niggas hit me and all this. So just the fact that I lived through that said a lot. But yeah. She was looking at me and I was like, all right, well, you've been doing everything for me. What you want? Because at this point, like, I was really when we value a woman, we'll wait.
Exactly. That's
genuine. And right. Women not control that time. At all. It's a lot of women that try to put time on stuff. We put you on a back burner. I'll do it. I don't know if other men do it, but I don't play them games.
Right.
And genuine, we could wait 6 months. I'm cool with that. You know, so we was dating for over a month. Like, we was just kicking it cool. Then she asked me to start coming by her crib. Came by. You know, we sit on the couch and we just vibe the music, all that, and I go home. She came over, watched the movie. After a certain amount of time, we cuddled, watched the movie. I said, all right, it's 10 o'clock. You got to go home. You know, on some respect, stuff like that.
Hmm.
The time I'm spending all this time in her crib, she was just like, if you let me get it, I get it. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, that's what you want. I'm like, it's been that long? Like, it's been a minute. I'm like, I bet. Man, it's turning to round one, round two, round three. I said, I'm burnt. Like, I'm in pain.
Yeah. It was a Duracell battery in there.
I say this is important. A lot of women feel that they can keep up when it comes to that age. It may sound good, but how old are y'all? I don't know how old y'all are.
I'm 31.
I'm 32. About to be 33.
Y'all my age. Okay.
Yeah.
A 50-year-old is not going to be able to keep up with a 30. They always say, oh, women that are older, yeah, they can go all night and all these cougars. That shit is overrated.
Yep. Hang on. Broken back. Your back gonna be broke.
Now look, I'm not about to change y'all topic. And I'm cutting this short because I know she's laughing over here. She's been cool. But I'm gonna go probably like 10 more minutes and I'm gone. But
yeah.
My boy asked me a huge question. He said that because he's married. He's not gonna see this anyway. They don't be on social media like that. Once or twice every 2 weeks with him and his wife.
Once or twice. Wow.
Every that face made, I made the same one. And I was like, even when I was married, any day that I ever said I was tired, oh no. I'm talking about she'll walk in. It's a demon walking around the house the next 5 days. I'm just like, oh my God, I just got in for work. You know, and I was working nights, she was working mornings.
Mm.
And I come in and it got so bad to a point I would fall asleep on the couch because I like to sleep with the heater on. She wake up sniffling from the heat.
Yeah.
So I sleep in front of the heat. She'll wake up. Oh, so you're not going to come to bed. Just creating problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then they just gradually get worse. If you do not have a good open line of communication, none of this shit works. And that is the key to a wife is communication. And sometimes we may come in the house and we don't want to talk. You don't know what we've been dealing with at work, outside. A cop may have just pulled us over, mm-hmm, or somebody just may have called us a slur outside, or anything. You never know. I feel like I got a target every time I leave the house on my back. That's just the truth.
Yeah. So
sometimes, and as men, I guarantee you he's had problems where he doesn't want help. He just wants to figure it out and give him the space to create a solution, because real men are about solutions.
Yeah.
Men are ultimately helpmates. There is no equality in a marriage. When you got an equality, I guarantee you that's a problem, because it should be a threefold cord and God should be in the center. Most of the time it ain't. And people just think it's just going to work off the strength. That ain't how this works, because women respect their husband. And the husband still has to answer and make sure we're not overstepping you.
Yep.
But there's boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then it got to a point where her, she checking my phone, all this other stuff, ain't find a damn thing.
Yeah.
I said, well, let's go through your phone. What you got in here?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You got bubble to deal with.
I'm not, you, and your ex marriage, you ever go to take her phone or go look at it and she just gets strong as hell? And you know what I'm talking about. He has been over here crying, laughing. It's crazy. And you know they doing something. Sometimes I just try to see if I'm going to get a reaction. And I'd be like, I don't even need to go through it.
Because
I already see where this is going. You know, you hoping I don't find something. Because I done inadvertently went to go look for something. And I'm like, come on, man. I ain't did nothing to deserve this, dog. I'm like, you know what? I just want my keys. Just give me my keys. And I'm talking about this person blocking the door, all this other stuff. Now they're the victim. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have time for this. I'm too old. I got too many options to be playing with you. I make too much money. When you make over, when you hit that six-figure minimum and you at least 6 feet tall, I wish these women would play because they're certain men and they don't have no kids.
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah, no kids, yeah.
Like, I think they did it on the little, what's that little thing? It's like a bureau or something where they gather information that they got for people.